This goes to Dr. Sarvepalli, Sarvepalli, fax 866-419-3504. Regarding Melvin McPherson, it's M like Mary, C, capital P-H-E-R-S-O-N like November. Date of birth 7/11/1948. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. McPherson, who was seen in consultation on December 9th of 2025 for advanced renal failure, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, and paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Today he comes for his follow-up visit. We wanted to have a renal artery Doppler study done, but there was difficulty scheduling with McLaren. Also, a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder needs to be done. We have called the McLaren Central Scheduling Department, and they will be working on this to get this scheduled as soon as possible, both tests. Currently, he denies any chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. He does have chronic nocturia with minor incontinence. No dysuria, no edema, no chest pain or palpitations, although he does have paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Medications, I want to highlight metoprolol 50 mg daily, Cardizem 120 mg daily, Eliquis 5 mg twice a day, Lasix is 20 mg twice a day with potassium 10 mL equivalent twice a day. He also takes Traceba insulin as well as Novolog regular with meals according to sliding scale. And other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam weight is 205 pounds. That weight is stable. Pulse is 65. And blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 64. His neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular today without murmur. Abdomen obese, non-tender without ascites, and trace of ankle edema bilaterally. In labs, most recent lab studies were done February 9th of 2026. Creatinine is 2.6. Estimated GFR is 24.63. Previous levels 2.5, 2.2, and then 2.63. So this is a fluctuating but stable level. Sodium is 137. Potassium is 4.5. Carbon dioxide, 25. Calcium, 8.7. Hemoglobin is 11.9. Normal white count and normal platelet levels. We also have labs from 12/16 of 2025. His intact parathyroid hormone is 242. Protein to creatinine ratio is 1.67. Urinalysis negative for blood and 3 plus protein. Assessment and plan 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease. We've asked the patient to continue to get monthly labs, so he will be getting some labs this month. He'll be doing them at the McLaren lab since he has Humana insurance, and they will accept his insurance there. We will also be helping him reschedule his kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder test and the renal artery Doppler scans that need to be done. 2, diabetic nephropathy, currently stable. 3, hypertension, near to goal. 4, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated with Eliquis. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 3 to 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.